Hey Jay.
Hey, Larry.
How's it going?
Oy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
It feels like
it's been a rough one. It's been a rough one. You know, it's one of those situations where, there are things that are good for your business, but bad for,
The economy.
life.
Life.
I feel like the recent turn in this country is going to be very good for my boss's business.
Quite
Very
possibly.
good.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of fleeing.
Oh, yeah.
And in order to kind of get all of my materials across the border,
Yeah.
I started eating my jewelry, my
Oh,
rings, my
wow.
necklaces.
You have a lot of necklaces?
I'm like Mr. T.
All right. Well.
So as I was trying to wash down a gold link
Yeah.
necklace, I thought, hey, you know what's really important?
What is really important?
Jewelry in science fiction and fantasy.
It is really important. It's
It's
surprisingly important.
surprisingly
It's pretty
important.
key.
So I thought we should talk about that before
Yeah.
either I have to go see the doctor
You
or I flee
should
to Canada
definitely go
with
see
a
a
belly
doctor.
full of
You
gold.
should definitely go see a doctor.
By the way, I want to copyright the title Belly Full of
Belly
Gold.
full of gold. There you go. It's
That's
all
my, I
yours.
guess that's trademark. You can't copyright
Yeah,
titles.
trademark it. Done. Belly full of
Done.
gold. Locked down. Yeah, no, jewelry, I mean, jewelry does play an important part.
It does play both a surprising
Now,
and unsurprising part.
exactly. Now, how are we, as always, this is always my question, how are we defining jewelry in this case? Like, are we talking jewels in and of themselves? Are we talking jewels in settings?
I would say jewelry is defined as kind of any ornate thing that you might be wearing on your body. Earrings, rings, necklaces,
Right. Does it have to be
bands.
functional?
Well, I want to throw it back in you. How do you mean functional?
Well, is the Green Lantern's ring jewelry?
I would say it is.
Yeah, right. It's a
It's a
ring,
ring.
right? I mean, I would think so, but it is also highly functional. I mean,
Right.
it's not just wearing it because it's pretty. It does bring out
Well, I
his
mean,
eyes.
the ring in, Lord of the Rings, is that functional or just pretty? I would argue
It's pretty functional.
it's pretty functional.
I mean, especially, well, I guess no, it's functional for everyone, even not if just you're the Dark Lord, Sauron. I mean, that's, but it is also.
I like how you had to clarify.
Well, there are a lot of Dark Lords hanging around, let me tell you.
Just specifically, we
Right.
mean.
Or time turners. Well, you don't read the Harry Potter. So, Harry Potter fans, this is my shout out to you.
I'll just kind of
Chime
stare off
in
vaguely.
and let us know. This is where we needed Ren. Are time turners. Time Turner's jewelry. You wear them on a pendant. Okay, for Larry and everyone else who may have not read all of the Harry
It's
Potter
like me and
books.
like three other
It
people.
is like three. There are like three of you, and I hope you're all happy with
Nerds,
yourselves.
nerds.
A time turner is a small device that you turn over and it reverses time.
Well, wouldn't that be functional?
It is functional, but you wear it on a pendant around your
But
neck.
that's jewelry.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I
Right.
guess that counts as jewelry.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, you could just, I mean, I guess you don't
I
necessarily
mean,
have to wear it. Like, you have to wear the ring to make the ring work.
right, but I'm just saying, I'm just saying, any jewelry in this case is like any decorative object
Any decorative
that you are
object.
wearing. So,
Okay.
like, so I wouldn't say
Even if
like,
it serves, even if it can serve a function.
well, sure,
Yes.
yeah. Because I'm not saying like, you can wear a batarang, but a batarang is not jewelry.
No.
Now, arguably, if you put it on a chain and wear it around your neck,
I think, boom,
then boom, you've
got
got
a very
jewelry.
cool ass badass
Right.
necklace.
But it's gonna be a shitty batarang at that point.
Yes.
It will lose all its balance.
Or it's gonna cut your neck right up because they are razor sharp.
Well, then you might like that. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
I
know what
don't
your
know
bag
you. I
is.
don't know you.
I don't know what your bag is. Let's not make any
So
assumptions.
anyway, because
But
well, here's an example of a perhaps non-functioning bit of jewelry that has great importance to a story.
Okay.
Star Trek: The Motion Picture.
Yes.
Spock is going undergoing colonar
That's right.
at the very beginning of the movie, and that he senses a presence.
Yes.
And just as he is about to receive a necklace, he says, "No, no, no, no!" And then you have the mind meld, and
Yeah.
it's like, "Oh, his Vulcan heart is not, not pure logic."
Right.
So they throw the jewelry into the sand. So it has a lot of meaning, the
That's
particular
right.
jewelry, at least for Spock.
Right.
Probably for the rest of it, it's like, whatever, dude. But like, that is a non-functioning
That's right.
jewelry, but it has great
Yep.
importance because it says Spock is not ready to commit to a life of pure logic. And
That's right.
in fact, that it was his whole quest over the movie is to encounter a being who is solely experiencing
pure
logic that has led to death and destruction.
Vidra fucks it all right up.
So that's an example of non-functioning jewelry.
I mean, another good one from Star Trek are the Bajorans.
Oh, yeah,
where
yeah.
they have their like earring clamp thing.
That's not an earbud?
It's not an earbud.
They're not listening to music.
Nope, they're not listening to music.
Yeah,
but it's part of their faith. It's part of like their person. It's each one's
their culture,
sort of individual and their culture.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting one. But just to roll back to comic books, there is one piece of jewelry that I am dying to see in this world.
Okay.
Not in our world, but on television, and that's the Flash's ring.
That's true.
When is the Flash TV show?
They showed. Reverse Flash had a ring. I swear, in some episodes,
Reverse Flash had a ring. Reverse Flash did have a ring.
Yeah, yeah.
They talked
about it, but they've never.
They haven't. I want that.
The ring, just for those who don't know, and why wouldn't you know?
Why wouldn't you?
The Flash in the comic books, the Barry Allen Flash in the comic books, his costume was kept compressed inside his ring.
Yep.
And it would expand upon contact with air.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I had the question, though, how thin was that costume?
It's pretty small.
It's pretty small. It's got to be very thin when it expands.
And, there's a lot of, I don't know, you can do a lot of compression things with, comic book science.
I was like, with drawing.
Did he use dwarf star metal?
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Yeah.
Looks like the atom.
That actually might be a more reasonable explanation of how the Flash's ring worked. His costume is compressed white dwarf matter. Or Pym particles. Crossover.
Pym particles. Uh-oh. All right, so...
Go ahead.
Let's talk also about bracelets.
Oh, Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman's got Wonder Woman has a bunch of jewelry. She's got bracelets and a crown.
That's true.
There are a lot of crowns too. Now, crowns obviously count.
Well, yeah, I would say it because they're not really just go back to the functionality argument. Jewelry, just in everyday life, is not a functional thing.
Wonder Woman's stuff was functional. The bracelets are bulletproof.
No. But
on the TV show, that crown worked as
I'm saying in real life, I can't think of any jewelry that serves any function other than hey, I'm married, or hey, I can buy earrings.
I suppose.
They don't do anything like Wonder Woman's bracelets.
No.
I do not suggest you wearing bracelets in a gunfight. They're not going to do anything.
Not really.
But in a comic book.
They're very useful.
They're extremely useful.
Oh, my God.
Badang.
She uses them all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're great.
I wonder if in the... Okay, well, here's a question. In the movie, which I'm actually kind of excited about, this particular Wonder Woman movie, do you want her to throw her tiara? Is it a crown or a tiara?
Ooh. I think in the new one it's a tiara, but, what's her name had a crown. That wasn't really
Linda
a tiara.
Carter?
Yeah, Linda Carter.
It was a crown?
It was a hair clippy sort of thing.
Yeah, wouldn't that be a tiara?
I guess.
Oh my God, we're such boys right now.
I know, Jesus.
But I would. But I guess she also is carrying swords. Would you throw a sword or a tiara?
I would throw the sword.
Yeah.
I'd save the tiara.
Or I'd get all Captain America and throw the shield.
Oh yeah, you gotta throw the shield.
But those are weapons. We're talking jewelry.
Yes, yes.
But no, so her bands around her wrists, I think because it's Wonder Woman bulletproof? Or just her band?
Just her band. I believe, if I'm reading the tea leaves of the trailer pretty well, they make a very specific point in that the Amazons are not bulletproof.
They kind of cut cut away from that particular
moment, but they kind of allude pretty heavily that, she throws on the bracelets because she then discovers that we are super not bulletproof.
Which I think would be great, actually, because I feel like in the comic books, they kind of suggest she might be...
She might as well be. She's an Amazon.
Yeah. But I like the idea that she might be super strong, super fast.
Right, but not bulletproof.
But not bulletproof.
But I don't know how that would be works. Nice. I mean, that's a total tangent, but I've never understood that concept of I'm super strong and super fast. I mean, I guess you can be generally resistant to harm.
Yeah.
But you kind of got to be sort of resistant.
I don't know.
If you're super strong, you're going to be denser,
I feel like, this might be a weird example. So... Arnold Schwarzenegger in his Mr. Universe days.
Yeah.
He was pretty strong. Objectively strong. I am not Mr. Universe. I'm very... Mr. Pluto.
Okay.
Maybe.
Sure.
In the dwarf planet sense. but I bet he and I would both be punctured easily by a knife. Like I don't know if we just stood there. I'm sure he might be able to fight off a knife attack.
I'm just saying. I don't know that he could be as easily punctured. But, you know, he's got all that musculature going on.
Yeah, but
in
like
there.
It's a sharp pointy thing.
It's a sharp pointy thing, but you know, it's still.
Do you think they would have to use like a different scalpel?
No, I don't know that there may be differences of how deep it could go. I don't know. I'm just saying.
This is why we should get a doctor to join us.
We need a doctor
just
now.
For these moments of question.
If there's a doctor in the house, and you would like to, if you want to come on
with some irregularity,
yes.
And speaking of doctors, mm-hmm. if we're going to kind of remain in comic book world, the Eye of Agamotto.
I was going to say,
I feel like Doctor Strange has got a lot of jewelry.
He does,
but I feel like that naturally fits with. Magic enchanted objects.
Right.
They're going to be.
There's a lot of jewelry. Anything involving magic usually has a lot of jewelry in it. Supernatural.
The TV show.
Had the pendant
mm-hmm.
that Dean wore.
Yeah.
That for the first couple of years was like, oh, it's just a pendant. And then it turned out it was some powerful mystic object that glowed in the presence of God. I shit you not.
So every time like Prince walked by, like, would glow?
I wish. But no, it only glowed once when they were actually in the presence of God.
That's kind of sad, like that.
Yeah.
Just that one time.
Well, I mean, part of the whole mythology of the show is that God split.
Oh.
He didn't want to have anything to do with people anymore, so he was like, I'm out. It took years. It took them 12 years to find him.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are they going to do in their 13th year?
They're in their 13th year. And God has left again with his sister. It's a long story. It makes sense. It's a long story.
I should watch it from the beginning.
You should take 12 years and watch it from the beginning.
I'll binge watch. It'll take me 6. but the Eye of Agamotto.
The Eye of Agamotto.
I think it's a really, like, of course, now in the movies, it's also one of the other space gems.
Infinity stones.
Well, in the comics, it's like infinity gems. So I'm splitting the difference.
Gems.
Stones. Somehow one stone is a gas. Ether. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
How do you put ether into a glove?
I don't know, but they'll figure it out.
I'm sure there'll be some like hand-wavy,
science-y,
magic-y thing. But in the comics, I don't remember. I felt like in the comics, what little of Doctor Strange I've read, I feel like the Eye of Agamotto did a lot of different things other than turn back time.
Oh, yeah, no. It was, yeah.
Like,
it was
kind of a... I needed flashlights.
Yeah,
turn on the Eye of Agamotto.
It was like the sonic screwdriver for Dr. Strange. Yeah. It was like the all-powerful, light showed true identities, etc.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I think? I think the Eye of Agamotto, I'm just going to keep saying it because I like how it rolls, should get its own comic book.
I'm surprised that it doesn't already.
Like, but it should be its own like character.
Yeah.
So like this amulet should be like walking around the streets of New York.
They're moving towards it. I mean, now Mjolnir is sentient. Oh.
Mjolnir is not jewelry.
No, it is not jewelry.
I'm just going to clarify
that. Mjolnir is not jewelry.
No.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to get its own comic book?
I'm sure someone's already thinking about a way to give it its own comic book. Now they've established that it's sentient.
I think it should be Mjolnir versus Eye of Agamotto.
I would read that
trademark.
Comic book.
I would read the shit out of that comic book. Oh my God. Could you imagine? Oh, here's a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Dial H for Hero?
I vaguely remember Dial H for Hero.
I mean, I think I'm going to know the answer to my own question. So, Dial H for Hero was literally, there was this device that you would, dial, and it would give you kind of random powers. Like, you would become a random superhero.
Okay.
What was brilliant about it, and I think in the original incarnation, like, you could write in with an idea, and, like, they might choose your idea, and some, and then they redid it in the 90s, and it was a brilliant comic, and then it got... redone again by China Milieve.
Nope.
And that was crazy pants. You know the guy I'm talking about?
No.
It's a sci-fi writer.
Oh, wait,
I can never pronounce his last, because I always want to say China. Melville, but it's not like...
It's Milieve.
Yeah. Forgive me, China.
Sorry,
forgive
China.
Me. But I was going to say, is it jewelry? No, it's not jewelry. It's a device.
It's a device. You don't wear it.
No.
Who else? What?
Well, let's... But Green Lantern.
Green Lantern, it's a ring.
It's a ring.
He wears it.
Does it have to be a ring? I guess it does.
It's always a ring.
It's always a
there's
ring.
There's no one, even like Gaseous, even the like amoeba one, was still wearing a ring.
Well, even Mogo.
Yeah. It's always a ring.
It's always a ring. Even it was Alan Scott, it was always a ring.
Yeah. Yep.
And a lantern. They came, had to come together.
The ring and a lantern.
Yeah.
Got to power it up. Who else has jewelry?
I mean, just like magic in comics.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of other, like...
Well, the original Blue Beetle had the silver
scarab. That's right, the scarab.
You know. Was it the silver scarab? Which is funny, because...
Wasn't it?
I think it was a silver scarab, but he was the Blue Beetle.
Because obviously...
Or maybe I'm totally confusing. There was a comic book
character. There's a comic book character called the Silver Scarab.
But I think... Yeah, I think you're right. It was just the... I think it was the Scarab.
Right.
And Dan Garrett would become the Blue Beetle.
Blue Beetle.
Yeah. And then, you know, later on, Ted Kord knew him, but of course...
But did not get the Scarab.
Did not get the Scarab. And I think the Scarab even drove
Dan Garrett mad.
Yeah.
As they always do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, right. One of my favorite, well, he destroys it relatively early, Sandman's Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of my favorite, but he did have to destroy it.
Because what did he put in? He would put his various powers into these objects.
Right.
Which were taken from him when he was
His helm,
trapped.
His ruby, well, there was the three objects. The helmet.
Oh, yeah.
Which was made of the bones of two gods he killed.
Right.
The ruby, which he had created right at the point of creation, and he did pour like 80% of his power into
right.
it, and then used it to manipulate time. And then the bag of the sleeping sand.
Right, that's right.
And he had to go get those three things back.
And
getting the ruby back was the worst.
Yeah, I hate to be in that diner.
Oh my god, that issue is one of the darkest things.
Yeah.
I maybe ever read. Do yourself a favor, folks. It's great.
It's
truly great. The first collection of Sandman, Preludes and Nocturnes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little all over the map.
Yeah,
as the comic finds it.
Yeah, he's still figuring out what.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's the most typical. I mean, except for the darkness, the most typical of comics.
Right. Well, I mean,
but once he got rid of like the MacGuffins of I have to find my objects.
Right. And once he got rid of the like I need to be somewhat true to the DC universe and like went off on his own. But it does. I feel like that starts with that. 24 Hours is the name of the comic book where a character named John Dee has dreams Ruby. And uses it to torture the hell out of five people in a diner.
Yeah.
And it's really awful.
Yeah.
Like, really, really awful.
Yeah. It is the stuff of nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Hey, it's funny. Stuff of nightmares.
Stuff of nightmares. Dreams. Uh-huh.
Dreams.
But then, yes. Then in the end of that, though, Dream destroys the ruby.
Yeah.
And regains all of his power and realizes...
Hey, I don't need a ruby.
I didn't need a ruby the whole time.
Yeah.
So he does keep the helm.
Because the helm's kind of cool.
Yeah, it looks really
good. But yeah, at least at that end of that collection, there's the issue between him and Death.
Yeah,
really, I think marks like what the quality,
right.
the nature, and the tone of the comic book going forward will be.
Yeah,
that's more
exactly.
of a family drama.
Yep.
You know, well, I brought up the bands off mic about bands of Chikorek. Chikorek for Juggernaut.
Juggernaut.
I feel like those would be jewelry.
I don't think they are. Like, that's the thing. This is one of the questions that I had about that, is because, you know, the whole thing, if you aren't aware of the original...
And why aren't you?
And again, why aren't you? Why are you listening to this podcast if you don't know the origin of Juggernaut?
I mean, come on.
I mean, really? I'm sure there are better things you'd be doing with your time.
Yeah.
Originally, in the original origin, I don't think it has changed much.
I doubt it.
Though they may have changed the war. It was in the Korean War.
Yeah.
Kane Marco, Professor Xavier's stepbrother.
Stepbrother, that's right.
Stepbrother deserted and found himself in the temple of Chitorak, the ancient demon. And he touched the ruby.
Right.
And the ruby transformed him into the Juggernaut.
Right.
Complete with these weird bands across his body.
Right.
The ruby, though, is just like a ruby.
Right.
It's just hanging out. It's just the jewel.
Yeah, yeah. It's,
so the
it's
question,
not jewelry.
Exactly. That's not jewelry.
That's a jewel.
It's just hanging out in a little altar.
Yeah.
And I don't think the bands are jewelry. The bands are his costume. Like, it's just, it's the magic.
Well, I would say they are not. This is the crux of our, now we're entering into conflict. I would say, yes, they might be his costume, but in the real world, if you were be wearing bands, they would be decorative.
I guess, but it's a costume. All costumes
but,
are
no,
decorative.
I would say it's true, but I think there's a difference between like I'm wearing a Batman shirt and I'm wearing a batarang on my neck. Like if I'm wearing a band around my arm,
right?
I mean, unless I'm in mourning.
But
I would say it's jewelry.
But I mean,
if it's a metal band, wouldn't that be?
I don't know.
I think that's jewelry.
I don't know. That's jewelry.
The jewelry is providing him his powers, much like, you know,
but they're not
the Green
like,
Lantern ring.
But the functionality we already said the functionality is not the thing, and they're just like leather bands.
Right.
If I were just wearing a leather band, I wouldn't call that jewelry. I'd call them maybe an accessory. Maybe. Mm. You know, I mean, it's like old Ms. Marvel's like scarf belt that she wore, which
that
was not
that would be a belt.
It's not a belt. Okay, it's not holding anything up. It's an accessory. She's wearing a unitard and thigh high boots.
Okay, so that's the question: are the bands of Ticarat jewelry or accessories?
I think they're just accessories. They confer the power, though they no longer do. At this point, the power is his.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they moved past that. They moved to a place, because for a while it was really like, if you took the costume, like,
take his helmet off, like, he's suddenly...
Right, yeah, but now he's, yeah. And he has then it was the helmet prevented Xavier from reading his mind.
Uh-huh, right.
Then he built a second under helmet. He did?
I would love to have seen that reveal.
He did? Yeah, built a little skull cap.
Did he build another cap underneath that?
No, he did not.
Well, that was his fault.
Yeah.
So... jewelry or accessory? What are the bands like physically made of?
That's the thing. I feel they look like they're leather.
See, I always thought they were. For some reason, I always thought they were like metal.
I don't think they're metal.
I don't know why I always thought they were metal.
I don't know why you would think they were metal. They're not. I don't think they're metal.
I have to be fully honest. Most of my knowledge of the specifics of Juggernaut comes from Spider-Man and his Amazing Friends cartoon.
That's legit. That is totally legit.
Because when I was reading X-Men. I feel like Juggernaut didn't appear very much. Really exclusively reading X-Men.
I mean, there's a point, like, into the Chris Claremont years where they pretty much let go Juggernaut go. He comes up every now and then.
Yeah.
But they'd, like, he was just, because...
Yeah.
He's not very interesting.
No.
You know? He's just not like, a very, like... He's not a very smart guy.
Yeah.
He hates Xavier, but, like, he just hates Xavier.
Here's a question, then. If the bands of Sycorax are merely accessories...
Uh-huh.
What about Wonder Woman's bracelets? Are they accessory or jewelry? See, I'm still going to be in the jewelry camp because
I think those are jewelry. I mean, also because they're metal.
I guess. Oh yeah. See, I feel like the metal component is key. I feel like the metal is an important aspect.
And
of jewelry.
See, I've never thought of the bands as being made of metal.
I don't know why I thought that. I swear, like there was some sort of
maybe they are.
I mean, they wouldn't, you know. But then, of course, in my brain, they're like, well, they would have to be like a flexible liquid
very
metal
flexible,
kind of thing,
because
he's running around,
that's
right. The Juggernaut.
That's,
like,
that's what he does.
Yeah, but...
He starts moving, and then he doesn't stop.
Yeah. Which I don't understand. Can he stop himself? I mean, he must be able to stop himself.
He can stop himself, but, like, if he sets his mind to start moving, then he just keeps moving forward.
Wouldn't you just, like, get out of his way?
You can, but, like, that's the whole thing. Like, it's just, that's what he does. He just starts moving forward, and then he keeps moving.
Yeah.
And you can't. And he builds momentum as he moves.
I would really hate to go shopping with him on a Black Friday.
Oh God, yeah. He'd be great because he'd just walk right through the crowd.
Right, but then the cops would be called. The shopping would probably have to stop, and just you'd be on the news. It would be a total invasion of my privacy.
That's right.
Plus,
you know, he is a criminal.
Well. Right. I guess you wouldn't go shopping. I guess you'd go stealing and Juggernaut. We've talked about the Lord of the Rings. I guess is there any other? Well, there's the glowing thing. That Sam has the vial that Galadriel gives him.
But that's not really. I don't think that's true.
Wasn't that hanging on a neck?
Yeah, but it's like a
flask.
It's a flask.
Now my mind is being blown about like what could be jewelry?
The rings of power.
The rings of power.
The many rings of power.
Yeah.
Was it a total of 20? No.
Oh God, I don't.
Six to the elves.
Six to the elves. Bunch to the dwarf kings.
Seven to the dwarves.
Uh-huh.
And. Nine to the men. And then
one to rule them all.
And then one to rule them all. So 21?
Ten.
Yeah, no. Okay. 23.
Yeah.
23.
Yeah.
I can do math.
You have not been brought on this podcast to do math.
I've not been brought into this world to do math. Let me tell you.
But there aren't any, I'm trying to remember any other, like,
no. Oh, well, no. Well, there's that Arwen, at least in the films.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember in the books because I breezed through them. Arwen has that necklace that is apparently the symbol of her immortality.
Uh-huh.
It's a very pretty necklace.
It's a pretty necklace.
And she gives it to, what's his name?
Viggo Mortensen.
Viggo Mortensen.
I just replace Strider. Character names with, yeah,
Strider.
Or
King Aragorn.
King McGorg again.
Aragorn.
Well, okay. I'm trying to remember, because like also sometimes in stories, like jewelry is like misleading.
Right.
And I'm thinking specifically one of the Men in Black movies, and I can't remember if it's one or two.
With the universe on the cat's neck?
Yeah.
That's the first one.
Right. It's like, oh, is it like the jewel of the universe or something?
It's the universe. No, it's they're trying to get the universe.
But it's not really the universe. Like, it's something else.
Yeah. Or the star. No, the star is on Orion's belt.
Right.
To prevent war, the galaxy is on Orion's belt. What the hell does that mean?
That's right.
Yeah, that's all I remember.
And
because, to be honest...
The cat's name is Orion.
Right.
And there's a star in, like, a marble...
Yeah.
...on his belt.
It wasn't... Oh, no, I'm just saying, like, Men in Black movies are kind of forgettable.
I don't know. I really enjoy them. They're fun.
I enjoyed the first one.
The first one's a lot of fun.
The second one
is iffy. The third one I really, really liked.
I have to say, I've kind of ended up seeing the third one much more times than I've seen the second one. But not in any order.
I really like it. Oh, God.
Wait. Well, there was a watch in Men in Black 3.
That's right, there is.
It was how they moved through time. It was a watch.
Yep. With the watch. Lots of watches in time travel.
Funny that. That's right. You remember...
Explorers.
Voyagers.
Oh, God.
That's what...
John Eric Hexum.
I love Voyagers as a kid.
Oh, I love that show.
Voyagers... is like the timeless of the
1980s. It is, basically.
It's basically the plot. So those who don't remember, and shame on you, go get it on DVD. Well, maybe not. But basically, there's this orphan boy who was teamed up with a much older man. For
obvious sensible reasons in the 1980s.
In a sensible reason. They went to go fix time. Like,
that's right.
Something would go wrong, and they had to go fix...
Yep.
You know, Edison didn't invent the light bulb. We got to figure out how he can invent the light bulb. The Titanic didn't sink, so we got to sink the Titanic.
Well, they did not have to sink the Titanic.
I don't know.
Though, interestingly, they had to do that on Supernatural.
Oh, well, that was nice of them.
There was a time where they had to go sink the Titanic. I'm just saying.
But they always had this watch that I remember, it would flash red when there was a problem.
Yep.
And it would go green, and they could jump again.
They couldn't leave until it was green again.
I can't remember, where did they go?
Then the guy would always bring him back, and then go off on whatever he did when the kid was like... Hanging out with his foster family.
But I always thought they were, like, constantly traveling.
They were not. It wasn't like Sliders where they couldn't go home.
Right.
It was more like... It was a little more like Doctor Who.
Yeah.
So the kid was, like, living his normal life in whatever city, New York, in the 1980s.
Yeah, yeah.
And then John Eric Hexum would show up and be like, hey, buddy, we got a problem. I need your help.
Yeah.
And then they would go and, like, do the thing.
Yeah.
And once they fixed it, he'd bring him back and say, like, hey, I'll see you next time. You're cool.
I just want to say that we teach my son... that if an adult comes to you and says, I need your help.
You run away.
You run away.
Yeah. In the 1980s, that was not so much the rule. The rule was much more.
Yeah.
Hey, sure, I'll go with you.
I'll go with you, handsome stranger.
Oh.
And wasn't that guy's name Phineas?
Phineas,
yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Phineas T. Gage?
That I don't remember.
Phineas something.
Phineas something, but yeah, they had that. Yep. They had the gold watch.
Phineas Fogg?
No. Yeah. Phineas Fogg is the character from Around the World in 80 Days.
Well, exactly. So it's not.
I feel like it could have been Phineas Fogg.
Could have been Phineas Fogg.
But it's definitely Phineas something.
Yep. Oh, man, it was the best.
And then he died.
Yeah, he shot himself.
In Cover Hub. Well, not intentionally.
Unintentionally. Accidentally.
Died. Yeah.
Shot himself in the head with a blank.
Yeah. Don't do that, kids.
Don't do that. Blanks are dangerous.
Yeah.
Brandon Lee will also tell you.
Oh.
Yep. The guy who killed him just died. And also, that guy was also on Supernatural.
I swear to God, you're going to bring everything back to Supernatural.
I'm in a supernaturally kind of mood. I don't know why. I love that show.
Because it's like half of your life has been like Supernatural.
A significant portion of my life has been watching Supernatural.
Oh my God, it really has. Like, do you think that show will go for like 20 years?
I don't know for 20 years. I think they'll make it 15.
And then those two guys will run off into the sunset like, we can buy this planet.
Oh, my God. At this point, they can buy this planet.
I mean, even with CW money.
Even with CW money, like...
They're doing...
Like, 12, 13 years.
And they're not bored.
Apparently not. And this year is, like, honestly, one of the best seasons so far.
I appreciate that.
It's the best season in a long time.
That's great.
Yeah. Go figure. See, well, okay.
I know of a piece of jewelry we haven't talked about.
What piece of jewelry?
The Shadow's ring.
Ooh.
He always had this red kind of jewel ring. Yeah. And could use it to kind of...
to mesmerize?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, what I don't know, I don't think it had necessarily any mystical powers.
It just was, you know,
it was just, you know,
shiny.
Shiny, and he could use it to help focus and cloud men's minds. Like, wagga, 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 wagga.
That's very cool.
He would actually say that, too. Wagga, 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 wagga.
I don't know how that clouds men's minds. I feel like that undercuts the clouding.
It might.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Maybe.
I'm trying to think, I mean, other than the various crowns in the Song of Ice and Fire... and the Red Woman's ruby.
Yeah, her glamour.
Her glamour.
Yeah.
That was revealed. I don't feel like there's a lot.
I feel like, isn't that the only magical object? Like, object.
Object, yeah.
That's been revealed.
Yeah, that is the only one.
But it's definitely a piece of jewelry that...
Yeah.
I wonder...
because there aren't any magical rings. There's a...
but they haven't in
there
the...
Well, there are... well, there's the dragon's horn in the books.
Yeah, yeah.
That Euron has. Euron has a dragon horn. That claims to be magical. And there's,
yeah,
of course, the legends of Jormund's horn.
Yeah. But nothing's been, certainly in the TV show, and I'm assuming the books, nothing's been actually shown to have to be a magical object. It's
no.
always been rumor so far. And like,
so far,
the dragonglass isn't a magical thing.
No.
It just happens to have negative consequences if you're a White Walker.
Exactly. Or an other.
Or an other. It's not, but the glamour, the jewelry, the red,
yep,
ruby, which is not in the books yet.
They have not revealed it in the books.
If indeed it is going to be revealed,
right,
in the books, I wonder, like, is it only doing that? Is it like a source of her power?
It
like,
seems...
is it a way to focus her powers, or is it a specific magic object that like
that
makes
only
me looks
that
make
only
me
produces
look...
glamour?
Yeah,
I don't
I
know.
Wonder.
They haven't gone through it. I mean, there is the suggestion, well, no, I guess it would still work in that, because in the book, much like happened in the show, there's a part where Stannis' old maester,
mm-hmm,
tries to poison her.
Yeah.
And the ruby glows redder when he does.
Ah, in the book.
In
ah.
the book. And it's unclear whether, again, it could just be part of the glamour.
Yeah, yeah.
Or it could be that it was... the implication in the book is that it was protecting her from the poison.
Which would be kind of a different thing than a glamour. I wonder,
right,
if it's functioning differently
than just
merely
straight
glamour.
Up glamour.
Like, maybe it's prolonging life.
Right.
Like, so maybe the jewel isn't necessarily saying, you will perceive me as a young woman.
But
maybe
it turns her
into
a
younger
woman. That seems very possible.
You know? So then, like, so maybe anyone could wear it.
And get younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there aren't a lot of magical. I mean,
because I think for the most part, like, it's magic is very limited, actually.
Right.
In Song of.
But there also isn't. I mean, there's a lot of like talk of gold and jewelry.
Yeah.
And there are. How many kings have we had?
Well, I would say here's an important jewel. Here's an important jewelry item, jewelric item.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. The Hand of the King's pendant.
Oh, that's a nice one.
I think that's a very important.
That is, yeah, very important.
Because it's, you know, it's certainly demarcating who has, quote-unquote, authority.
Exactly.
But it's also demarcating whose head might be on the chopping block next.
Exactly.
But, like, that pendant, certainly in the show, and I'm assuming in the book as well, is an extremely important...
It is very important. Very key.
Object.
Yep.
And clearly an object.
The badge
of
the Hand
jewelry.
Of the King.
Yeah.
That is jewelry, yep. I mean, thinking about crowns, so we've had... Robert Baratheon,
mm-hmm,
Joffrey Baratheon,
mm-hmm,
Stannis,
mm-hmm,
Robert Renly, what's his name? Rob Stark.
Yeah, that's right. I would call him Robert because he and I are close.
And I don't know if...
Well, Jon wasn't wearing a crown at the end of the recent
no.
season.
But I don't know if what's his name, Greyjoy... had a crown. I don't know if the King of the Iron Islands claimed a crown. No,
they showed a crown at the
end. Did
they
have a crown?
Well, they had the crown when the guy was becoming king.
When Euron won the King's Moot.
Yeah.
He got a crown.
He got a crown.
So that's
but I don't
seven
remember
different crowns.
The other guy wearing it. Yeah, yeah.
And that, I would just say, just as a like a sort of side note, the description of the crowns and the various differences of the crowns and the way the crowns reflect the wearer, mm-hmm. the ruler, the place they're ruling from was always interesting.
Yeah.
To me, in A Song of Ice and Fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, which ones, you know, the idea that, you know, the crown of the king of the in the north was just sort of simple and mm-hmm. rough hewn.
Yeah. Or the one from the, you know, for the Iron Islands was of the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, suggesting the place.
Yeah.
And spirit of, yeah. of the people. I mean, like, Renly's, wasn't Renly's, like, very, like...
Very ornate and ornate. Gold. And...
Who had one that I felt like, I don't know why, I like, felt like twigs and stags, and... Or is that,
Well, Joffrey's was pretty twigs and staggy.
That's what I'm thinking.
But Robert's was very sort of staghorns looking.
Yeah.
I feel like Stannis's was very simple, because, you know, Stannis.
He was a simple man.
He's a jerk.
He got it in the end.
He really did.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what happens when you burn your daughter.
Yes. Spoilers.
You big jerk. Yeah, you're spoilers.
So.
Let's see. Here's a question. No, I was going to confront you. Like, here's a question. Is this jewelry? But nope. It's not. But I know it's not. I was thinking of Iron Man's little heart thing.
Nope.
Clearly.
Not jewelry.
Clearly
not jewelry.
It's basically a pacemaker.
It's yes.
Yeah.
It is entirely a pacemaker. Well, no, it's not a pacemaker, because it was what? Keeping
iron filings away from
his... magnetic filings out of his heart.
Yeah. Dumb guy. Why'd you put iron filings in your heart?
Dumb guy.
Don't you know? Bring it. Bring it, Iron Man.
Yeah.
No, don't bring it.
Don't bring it. Yeah.
So Jewelry.
And then, then just, you know, the general sort of cursed objects of...
Of horror,
you know, Friday the 13th, the series.
I'm trying to remember, like, just kind of, because I'm swinging back to science fiction, and, like, you know, I kind of pull the jewelry of Colin R. out of my ass, like, what other, like, I'm trying to remember other, like...
And that's the other thing about science fiction is that, like, I mean, sure, there's...
I mean, there certainly won't be superpowers invested in rings.
Exactly.
But, like, I mean, like, we have kind of the object, it's essentially MacGuffin in Men in Black, the star in Orion.
Galaxy.
But, like, I'm trying to think of other from other stories where or just characters who this pendant or
right, but I mean we always do like Starfleet stuff, but Starfleet, you know, they've got their uniform.
Yeah.
They've got their badges, which are not
jewelry.
And and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
But, like, you know, I'm trying to think of, like, I'm trying to remember, like, I swear Crichton and Farscape, right before he and his soon-to-be bride were destroyed, spoilers, he gave her a ring. But, like, I can't think of, like...
Yeah, but, like, there's not...
I'm trying to think of anything
from, like, Firefly.
Yeah, I mean, like, just, I feel like for some reason, like...
I just feel like, I mean, there's... I don't know.
I mean, like, in a lot of cases... Because I feel like in a lot of cases, like, if you're telling a story... And you have an object that's jewelry, which in the real world,
right,
either tells people you're married or tells people, you know, you have wealth, or like it identifies you of something.
Right.
But if you have something in a story, and you're as a storyteller identifying an object, a jewelry object or an object of jewels, I don't know, it's gonna have you might have a supernatural power if you're
right.
a fantasy or your comic book. It has the source of your powers
right.
or represents your power. In science fiction, you know, it's rarely going to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of argue, I guess, that Green Lantern is science fiction in that it takes place in outer space, but it's not science-based.
Yeah. It's not science-based at all.
There's no science behind Green Lantern.
No.
You know, I mean, there's the Lensman books, which kind of the Green Lantern by Doc E.E. Smith,
mm-hmm.
when they created Green Lantern, they borrowed heavily from his books. They all had rings, and they were space...
No.
Police, basically. But that was written in the golden age of science fiction where there wasn't a tremendous amount of science behind it. Now, like, I mean, even Dune, I'm trying to think about Dune, and I can't think of, like, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know if it's, yeah, I can't think of many, like, jewel objects, even to mark power.
Right,
you
exactly.
know, like it doesn't seem they don't seem to be consequential story elements.
No,
In science fiction, of course, I could be absolutely wrong.
We're probably missing
the most obvious thing.
Someone will tell us.
You know, I like I'm trying to think of all the Star Wars movies. Like, there's no...
No.
You know, I mean, there's not even, like, a gift of jewelry. Like, Lando doesn't give Leia jewelry in Cloud City. He gives her clothes. She does belong up here with the clouds.
I mean, they get their medals. But that's about
it. Are medals jewelry?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't know. Because that would be, like, you know, ribbons on a uniform. I feel like...
Well, I think it's different. I mean, you're given a, like, a special medal to wear. Like, yeah. You know, the President's Medal, Congressional Medal of Honor, all that, that's a separate thing.
Yeah, but I still feel like that's not jewelry. I feel like that's a medal. I feel like that's...
Like a ribbon, like a
campaign
ribbon.
I would say it's more, you know, not to diminish, you know, the President's Medal of Honor, but, like, isn't that more of an accessory than an object?
Yeah, maybe.
But, you know,
yeah. Interesting.
I don't know. We've run out of.
Yeah.
We've hit a crossroads.
We have.
So perhaps we should shut up.
Might as well let it go.
All right, everyone. We're going to shut up now.
We're going to shut up. Tweet us your thoughts.
Deep Cut Nerd.
Correct
pod.
Our many errors.
Please do. And thanks again to Heidi Handelsman for
making us
sound better than we deserve.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, listeners, Heidi here with one more object I want to throw into this conversation. In the fantasy universe, the ruby slippers, Dorothy's ruby slippers given to her by the Good Witch of the North, formerly on the feet of the Wicked Witch of the East before she killed her with her house. Technically not jewelry, right? They're shoes. So are they functional? Well, first of all, they're made out of rubies. Or are they just ruby in color? Are they ruby in color? In which case, okay, not really jewelry. They're just a magical object, I suppose, like any other magical object. Maybe more like an invisibility cloak, a magical accessory. However, if they are actually made of magical rubies, first of all, not something I would want to traipse through Oz in, except for their magical powers, because it's probably really uncomfortable. But also, super ornamental, super beautiful, very glamorous, and I think deserves a place in this conversation, especially as it is such a heavily coveted object. So many people are chasing it, so many people want it, really just a few, but still, this could count as a piece of a magical accessory that I think can count as jeweled and therefore needs to be in this category. Also, Men in Black is the greatest sci-fi comedy ever made. Any thoughts, you guys? Please tweet at us, Deep Cut Nerd Pod, and thanks for listening.